Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
So, what did you do yesterday, Laura, when you heard this?
As you're aware, the FBI and the Northport Police Department and our state and local law enforcement partners have been searching the area of the Carlton Reserve for Brian Laundry. Earlier today, investigators found what appears to be human remains, along with personal items, such as a backpack and notebook belonging to Brian Laundry. These items were found in an area that up until recently have been underwater. I know you have a lot of questions, but we don't have all the answers yet. We are working diligently to get those answers for you.
Where are you on the case?
I was on my way to remove all the linens and stuff from the camper to do a close down. Now, as I'm on my way there, I hear a report that Brian Laundrie's parents went and helped the FBI by searching, and they had maybe recovered some of his belongings. So then I'm in the camper. I'm doing all that stuff. My phone goes off. I get a text from my sister-in-law, who's into this like me.
How many people are in your little group of detectives?
Just my sister-in-law and I.
All right.
She writes, I just read that partial remains were found near the stuff that Brian Laundrie's parents found today. I assumed they planted it, but maybe not. I said, I so don't trust them. Me either. Then we go back into... And then I clean out the camper. We stop communicating. Then I get the Tampa FBI making a statement, 4:30. I said, I wish he was alive just to get answers. I hope he's alive. They haven't said it was him yet. I still think his parents planted it. I said, his parents definitely had something to do with it. Where the heck does someone get remains? I hope he's alive, too.
Well, they brought him to the area that was his favorite area of the park. Okay, and that's where they found his bicycle and some of his other belongings. There was a body that they did find somewhere in that area that may or may not be him. That was found underwater. It was previously underwater. It could have been there for a very long time.
It's got to be him.
I think those were...
I would think so.
I think the remains were there. The bag and the notebook, though, dumped by his mom. Said, yeah, too fishy. They go to exactly where his stuff is on the first day they decide to help out.
I thought that was fishy.
I said, same thing with his car.
So
when his car was missing, they mysteriously found it. Then we get into Mom's So Hard, November 13th, blah, blah, blah. And then we go back into, why isn't somebody walking around with his parents? I mean, why are they alone when they find the stuff? And they couldn't find the FBI close enough to tell them that they found this stuff. Clearly, something's up here. Somebody should be holding their hand. Mm-hmm. So many balls are being dropped in this case. I said, yeah, this baffles me. Do you know his mom used to be in the DA? Now she knows exactly how to give him time to be on the run. Then I get the WTF. That's how we ended our
day. Her mom was a district attorney?
Former.
Or worked in the office or
something? Yeah, worked in the office. Former.
Look at how much she just texted there. Like, that length of a text is exhausting.
Well, that was back and forth throughout the day.
I understand.
As things are going on. Oh, and I'm so excited. So, tomorrow, some of the girls are working full day tomorrow, some of them half day. My sister-in-law and I are riding up together for our girls' weekend.
That's what you'll be talking
about. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have so much to catch up
now,
on.
Now, and Laura follows any case like this, which we've talked about, including the local one, poor woman in Vermont, young lady in Vermont, and her husband apparently supposedly confessed, but somehow pled not guilty. Right. I don't quite get that.
Maybe it's not guilty by reason of temporary insanity.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he plans on some sort of defense.
Yeah, we'll find
that
out. But Laura, from day one, Laura's like, guilty. I'm like, you know, that may be true, okay, but you're so quick. You're like, boom. Then you get the drop on someone. You're like, that guy's guilty.
It just okay. Well, with the local case, Monday word gets out a girl from New Hampshire is missing in Vermont, where she was at an Airbnb with her husband.
You have to be careful what you say. We have to be careful what we say on the air, because, you know, that's families and stuff. We don't want to say anything that's going to hurt anybody
or anything. As soon as that got released on Monday, I read into the story, obviously, and read, like, oh, well, her husband called her family and said, oh, we got into a fight Saturday.
Yeah.
I dropped her off, went back to get her, and she was gone. At that point, I looked at Greg and I said, he's guilty, because I had also done some Facebook.
And I said that, you know, you don't know. I didn't do the looking into it. Somebody could have picked her up, and then he's on the hook, right? I could see that.
Yep.
And now they looked back, and they said there were several instances of domestic abuse through the course of time. Well, that was not part of the story. So, just crazy stories. The news is just crazy bad lately. It's, you know, goodness. I don't get it.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, but we'll see. I don't know if we'll hear today
sad,
about the laundry thing. I don't know if we'll hear about that.
Okay, so may I ask, this is what I'm... Do you believe that what was found is him?
As of stuff coming out this morning, I was really hoping it wasn't, because I want him to be alive. I want him to really pay. It's the easy way out. Killing him off or killing yourself, that's the easy way out. I want him to pay.
Killing him off? You thought who do you think his parents killed him?
No. Like, if he got the death penalty and stuff, I think that's like, I want people to suffer. It's the easy way out. Anyways, now after hearing reports this morning, I think it is him, which sucks.
I think it is also him. And Laura, somebody like that is kind of like the Unabomber, as in, those were people that wanted to be in the wilderness and wanted their... So a guy like this Brian dude who loves to be outdoors, I'm with Laura, you put him in a jail cell for the rest of his life, because that's what's going to kill a guy like that.
No, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't want to pay for that.
I understand. But
I don't want to pay to feed a monster.
We're going to.
This is where Kelly and I disagree. I'm in favor of the death penalty. Kelly is not. Kelly rightfully points out that innocent people have gone to the death penalty, and I do understand that. I think people...
Yeah, at least we're not paying for them anymore, right, Greg?
No. I'm kind of giving you what you... I'm agreeing. I understand what you're saying.
You can't do that
with him. What I'm saying is, if you're caught red-handed in the act... And there's no other way. There's, you know, like, you got the body armor on, you got the guns, and the, you know, all. Bye, see ya. That's how I feel. But, you know, I understand what you're saying.
I used to be all about
people being put to death, and obviously, I don't want that.
I used to always be like, "Yay, death penalty!" Now I'm like, "No, suffering."
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't. I want them gone. I want them gone from the earth. I don't care if it's easier on them. I don't want to breathe another day. I'm talking heinous crimes.
I used to always think that too. But that is the easy way out for them. So they caused all of this. And you know what? I think sitting and every day you get up and think about the friggin' the mistakes you made, oh my God.
Do you think they'll ever see them as mistakes?
Yes.
I mean, look, if you're in there for life, what's the point of rehab? I mean, I don't know. I don't have faith in
your brain will eat you. Like, your thoughts and your mind will eat away at you. I think that's worse punishment than death penalty.
This Brian guy, he loved to be outside. You put him inside, and all he's got is a small window to see what's going on out there.
Humans adapt.
Put him inside and a snake of worms.
Humans adapt. Okay, like I personally
you know what kind of beatings they get in jail?
That's
a punishment.
I don't know. I want them gone. I want the scourges of the earth, and I'm talking the heinous
big
ones.
Louis
okay,
bitch.
I'm talking
that's
heinous
what I'm thinking,
crimes.
Totally.
I think that you should just bye. Sorry, I've always felt that way. I still feel that way today. You know, so. But
big Louis bitch.
You know? I like that. That's
no.
Punishment.
I mean, I'm not. Look, I don't. It costs money to do that. Prisons are overcrowded. Well, let's clear out some of these like 40-year death penalty people. Yeah. Let's clear them out. You know what I mean?
You won't. Would tell you can't. They need lawyers to defend themselves.
You sound like one of my kids going, you know what? I swear to God, if I speak to you again, you're going to be like...
No, I'm not saying that.
You won't.
I'm saying I realize that won't happen. Yeah. I realize that won't happen. That's just me ranting like a lunatic.
You won't.
But the people that are caught red-handed, those are the people. That's what I'm talking about. They shouldn't be taking up space in a jail. You know, you walk into a movie theater and you shoot up 20 people and you get caught, you know, and you get shot in the process, but you survive. You only survive for so long. That's me. Okay, I know that's hardcore.
I know.
Some of you may be bristling at this, but I'm sorry. That's the way I feel.
Watching some of these specials, you know, you hear from loved ones who lost somebody and they said, no, you know, if this hadn't happened to somebody that I knew and I loved, I would say, you know what? You shot that person. You should get shot. But now... That's the easy way out. Let him sit for, you know, 60, 70 years and just go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I screwed up.
You hear from plenty that want him dead, too.
Yeah. Everybody's got their point of view on that. But Laura just dives right into these things. Okay. Internet's back. Okay, that's cool. Welcome, everybody, to the Buzz 24/7. We launched right into it.
Okay, so it wasn't just my internet.
No, it's it.
No, we have a bump.
I had no idea what that wire did.
Some sort of bump. Mm-hmm.
I guess you're not supposed to put that wire
put
in your
gum
mouth.
On it.
Not supposed to do that. Not supposed to do that.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
So, I got this thing. I got to get a booster, right?
We all do.
Right?
Yeah, eventually.
Will you guys, if you decide to do that, and I'm not, this isn't a pro, or you make your own decision, I'm not pushing this on anybody, would you mix them? Because the FDA says you can mix one with the other.
So
I don't want to mix it.
Okay.
I don't want to mix Ovaltine with Nestle. I don't. They're different.
So yesterday, I did, after the whole murder stuff, I got into this by reading and researching. Now, I had Johnson & Johnson. You guys know I was sick.
A few days, yeah.
Just for 9 hours. Mm. 9 hours of being really bad after my vaccine. Then I found out the Johnson & Johnson booster is just exactly the same one you took back when I took it in April. Would be the same thing. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to go through that again.
But maybe
unless your body's adjusted.
Your body's going to be okay.
Who knows?
I'm not sure about that because I've had COVID too, and I didn't adjust for the first shot. So then I read if I get the Moderna, even though I don't know the side effects that my body will have, the Moderna will bump my immunity by 90% if I do the
Johnson & Johnson.
If I do the Pfizer, I will only jump immunity to 70%. If I do Johnson & Johnson, it's down. So whatever fold, it says Moderna's the best one for me.
Which, all right, what about if I had a Pfizer? Do I get a Moderna? Does that bump me up to 90?
Well, I didn't research yours. I only researched mine.
All right. We don't have to do it now.
I'm going to get a shingles one.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I suspect. But you said you can mix and match. So.
Yeah.
Well,
why not?
Yep.
I don't think that's one while you're at it.
I don't think that's quite what they meant.
That's what they meant.
Hey, you go for it.
That's what they meant. Mm. I was reading an article today talking about horror movies, and one of the things that got brought up was the opening scene of horror movies. Okay? What's the best opening scene of horror movies?
This one doesn't suck right here, for sure.
I know. That's the first thing that came to mind, but do you consider Jaws? Do you consider Jaws a horror movie?
How did it start out?
It starts out with the naked women going
naked woman,
and then that horrible scene where she gets attacked.
Freaking powerful.
Oh my God, the sound that she makes in Jaws, awful. But in a scary, it's not a Halloween movie.
If you saw that woman now, there's no way that the shark would eat her.
But she's old. She'd be old.
I'm not even going to comment on that, but I'm above it. Okay. Best opening scenes in horror movies. Halloween.
Hello.
Scream.
Hello. Who is this?
Who are you trying to reach?
What number is this?
What number are you trying to reach?
You're already dead. Just by saying that.
So you're already dead.
They offered Drew Barrymore the role as the major character from that movie.
Right.
She reads the script. She goes through and she goes, horror movies are so done.
Yeah.
I will do the bit role. They went around and they said, all right, we're going to grab Neve Campbell. Scream reignited
the horror movie franchise.
And that is like a huge movie. And she goes,
I actually saw that one.
You didn't see it?
No, I actually did see it because in high school, you got to go with the, you know, what everybody else is doing. Everybody loves scary movies. I had never seen any of the other ones. So Scream comes out. We have to go all watch it.
I knew she was dead.
I don't know.
Well, I think you have the wrong number.
Do I?
It happens. Take it easy.
Take it easy. I don't tell anybody to take it easy, but I don't know on the phone.
Hello?
I'm sorry. I guess I dialed the wrong number.
Well, so why'd you dial it again?
That's it. You're having a conversation. You should have freaking hung up.
Yep.
To apologize.
You're forgiven. Bye now.
Seriously?
Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You making popcorn?
Uh-huh.
I only eat popcorn at the movies.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really?
The dumbest person on the history of planet Earth.
Why is she
currently
talking to him?
On the phone.
What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
So that she's not at all creeped out.
Yeah.
She's so dumb. She's not at
now
all
you
creeped
almost
out.
Want her to get killed.
I do no. want her to get killed.
I don't know.
You have to have a favorite. What comes to mind?
Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween.
And her parents come home and find her gutted and hanging from the tree in the front yard.
Is it a little rough? Don't you, though, what you just said is so true. You see characters in horror movies and you're like, oh, please, just kill her.
Mm-hmm.
Just kill her. Ugh. You know I wanted to die? Squid Game. The screamer. You know what I'm talking about?
The crazy lady.
The crazy lady.
Now
I wanted her dead.
Now, you know, the other lady is... That was her first time ever acting.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Really good. Really good. Yeah, the best beginnings of horror movies was the article. And I loved Jaws. I mean, it was great. Oh. It was one of the greatest opening scenes.
It's the less is more. They let you... They didn't show Jaws for a very long time in that first movie.
The best opening scene in movie history is, without a question of a doubt, not a horror movie. It is Saving Private Ryan.
Yes.
That is 25 minutes of absolute just hold your breath and just...
And then the movie starts.
And then the movie starts. But that is...
What was it?
The battle scenes. It's
them hitting the beach.
Oh,
and
boy.
With very little conversation. And it's just... It was... They brought in World War II veterans to see it. And some had to leave.
Some of them were like, said... Finally,
somebody represented
this.
It, right?
This is what it was.
Right? Oh. Yeah, it was crazy. But that is the best ever. Best movie scene, opening scene ever. Am I missing anything, Kelly? Off the top of your head?
As far as horror movies,
or anything in general? It was horror movies was the article, but that just brings to mind that Saving Private Ryan.
You're not a horror movie guy.
I like Silence of the Lambs, suspenseful movies,
yep.
Jaws. Yes,
I'm with you on that.
Not the horror. Stuff.
Okay, yep. All right. I'm down. I get you there.
See, I'll tell you, those movies that you just mentioned are scarier to me
because
I don't really believe that a shark's going to follow a family to Florida and kill them. But people have died from shark attacks, and him being a serial killer. That's the stuff that's scary to me because it's not that far-fetched.
Now that I'm thinking about it, the first scene in the movie was also Final Destination 2.
Those are great movies.
I like all those.
The logging
again,
truck.
Stuff that it grosses you out a little bit, but then there's funny scenes, so they really play with your emotions because they show something kind of funny and you giggle and you're like, everything's going to be safe. And then, we got you. And you're like, holy shit, I'm still in my giggle boots, and now you got me in my scared crapless boots.
I've watched all those movies. Those are great. I'll
never follow a log. I can't look at a logging truck without thinking about it, and I won't go anywhere near
them
on the highway.
To me, those aren't horror movies.
What's brilliant about them is they got you in a dentist chair, and there's a bolt loose in the dentist chair, and you think that bolt's going to fall out, she's going to die. Well, that's not what gets you. Something else happens. They were very well done movies, except the last one with NASCAR.
Jurassic Park. Oh, by the way, if I was listening, according to this article, which is on, I don't know where it is, Nerdist, Jaws was first. Scream.
Great website.
Halloween, Final Destination 2, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. I'm not a Nightmare on Elm Street guy. Jurassic Park. The opening scene where they got the animal in the containment thing and it breaks out and it kills everybody.
That's
right?
Scary.
That's
but
a pretty
also
good opening scene.
In one of them where rich people park their expensive ship on the island.
And the guy gets plucked off.
No, the little girl is out and she sees these little dinosaurs and she's feeding them the sandwich and then they get her.
Yeah, they get her. The Hitcher is on the list.
Oh.
Silence of the Lambs, Kelly Brown. That's on there. The opening scene of Silence of the Lambs. And Get Out, which is a good movie.
Yep.
And it follows.
Didn't you watch My Bloody Valentine with Tyler, not realizing there was a very long nude scene?
Might have been. Might have been.
Bloody Valentine, another good one.
A great opening scene in another movie is The Way of the Gun with Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
Which is not a horror
Baby
movie.
Baby Toehead.
But it is so funny. All right. Well, anyway, there's our little take on the movies today.
I bought that movie. Just for the opening scene.
Really?
Yeah. I let somebody borrow it. They didn't return it, jackass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right. Are you ready there, Laura?
We've
talked crime cases here. We've done a lot of stuff here this morning, but I figured that today we would... I got to make a couple of adjustments here. All
it's
right.
okay.
Hold on.
It's going to take
on.
Me a second, too.
We are about to launch into cooking on a budget, which Laura does. If I could find the correct things here with the spooky music. Yeah.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The cooking on a budget, this week she's going to give you the recipes and stuff like that she made the football food review stuff we did earlier in the week, which was absolutely delicious.
Cooking on a budget.
There you go.
Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Yeah, sugar.
Like that.
Sugar? Where the sugar? Okay, all right. There we go.
Yeah, sugar.
Welcome to the store, shoppers. You look lovely today, ma'am. Nice knockers.
Wow.
I've had a few pops, I'll be honest. Poker night went a little late. I lost my shirt. I got nothing to live for. Nice knockers.
I got nothing
going on over here. It's my last day with the company. I can assure you that, Alice. It's time, everybody, for cooking on a budget.
Wow. Okay, we're going to start with Greg and his food of the week. Mm. I think you're a fan of sushi. If not all sushi, but you do like sushi.
I do like sushi, yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you've ever tried the Market Basket sushi, but I'm telling you, it is great. My guy that I go see rolls the most unbelievable yumminess. And even if your local Market Basket doesn't have somebody
right,
there,
mine doesn't.
The closest Market Basket to you that has one, they deliver it over there daily.
Okay, that's good to know, because I'm always hesitant to buy sushi when the people that aren't making it are right there.
But they're bringing it right over, okay. So whatever closest one does. So this coming week, starting on Sunday, you can get, and they do platters, but the rolls that they have on sale this week are the avocado and cucumber roll, the spicy grilled salmon roll, the super crunchy California roll, and my ultimate favorite, the spicy tuna volcano roll. And they're just so yummy. But I gave all the prices there at morningbuzz.com.
I love the tuna, the shrimp, the veggie rolls. I just don't like the eel.
Eel's not my thing either. But I love salmon. I love tuna.
I love salmon.
Salmon's good.
They are all on sale, though, the ones I listed. Kelly, your beer sales of the week. If you go to Market Basket, you can get Heineken and Long Trail. The 18 packs are $17.99. Okay. And Beck's Bass and Red Stripe, and I love Red Stripe because I've been to Jamaica. Like it, $10.99 for the 12-pack.
I don't know if it's Red Stripe season. I think of hot summer.
Yeah, I know. But those are your sales. But you can get Bass. That's more of a fall weather. Yeah. Roadkill, your sweets of the week. Whoopie pies, I know you love them. Two for $2.99. And also, decorate your own gingerbread kits, but they're Halloween style. So I figured that'd be something.
Amy,
I know Amy
would love it.
$17.99. You guys buy your kit, and it comes with all the little candies and stuff, and make your spooky little house. You can put it on your dining room table to add to your ambiance.
The little candies that are rock hard that have been in the box for like 9 years when they were made in China. Yeah.
Okay, or not. But anyways, that was just an idea for this weekend for you two. Hannaford, your sales end on Saturday. Top round roast, $3.49 a pound. You're also going to find the top round roast on sale at Market Basket. It's more expensive at Hannaford, just so you know. Boneless chicken breasts and chicken thighs, $1.99 a pound. Your haddock fillets, $8.99 a pound. Assorted pork chops, $1.49 a pound. Your Nature's Promise ground turkey. I know Greg loves ground turkey, but he's a Shady Brooks guy. But you can get the Hannaford Nature's Promise for $2.99. Top round roast. Oh, we did that
one. Just bought some this week already. Cooking it tonight.
Great. Aldi, your sales end on Saturday. You got your New York Gala apples, $1.99. Your Brussels sprouts are only $1.99. All your squashes, your spaghetti, your butternut, and your acorn squash, great for the fall season, 69 cents a pound. Chicken breasts there are $1.79 a pound. That's for the family pack. And your California peaches are only $1.49 a pound. Head over to Shaw's for your sales on Friday. If you're a 4U member, which I tell you to sign up every week because you get great deals. Cuties, $2.87. You can limit you to two. People have been going nuts about the prices of bacon. You're looking at some places $6.99 for the thing of bacon. Get your Shaw's app going. $3.97. They limit you to two, but your Jimmy Dean bacon is on sale there this week.
Jimmy Dean.
Cheez-Its and Toasteds, only $1.67. Your Cabot bar sliced and shredded cheese, only $1.97. Your organic and free-range large eggs, $1.97. Your Doritos, Ruffles, potato chips, and Frito-Lay baked snacks, only $1.97. Other deals there at Shaw's, asparagus and cauliflower, only $1.97. Your petite beef sirloin steak and your fresh ground sirloin, only $3.97 a pound. Fresh pork tenderloin or boneless center cut chops, $1.97 a pound. Colossal raw shrimp, I love it when these are on sale, $6.97 a pound. That's only like 13 shrimp in a pound. Those are the big ones.
That's what I want. I don't like these dink shrimp. If I'm going to have a shrimp, I want a big shrimp.
Well, I mean, the medium ones, you get the better deal.
I don't want no dink shrimp.
Kelly,
I don't
Kelly, want no type, but the next size up is good enough if I'm saving a lot of money.
But for the colossal raw shrimp, this is the same price. I actually had to buy some. I'm making a corn and shrimp chowder for the girls' weekend, and the medium shrimp go good with that because you're eating a soup. You don't want to have to take like four bites of a shrimp.
I bet that's good.
If I have leftovers, we will see. Coke, Pepsi, and Schweppes Seltzer and AHA, buy two, get two free. Your lamb loin chops, only $7.99 a pound. And your strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, and blueberries, buy two, get one free at Shaw's.
Nice.
Now we head over to Market Basket where your sales start on Sunday.
Just going to head on over. They're going to amble on. We're going to amble on over.
Go on over. Basket. I told you about your top round roast, only $2.99 a pound. Cheaper by 49 cents than Hannaford. Whole pork butt, $2.29. Your eggplant and zucchini, 99 cents a pound.
Pork
butt. I said butt. Blackberries, two sausage. For $4. No sausage on sale this week. Your McCain French fries, three for $5. Kelly, for you, your Snyder's flavored twist pretzels. I don't know if you like the twist pretzels, but they're two for $5. Roadkill, you're a big Cheerios guy. General Mills cereals, two for $5 this week. I know sometimes you're a Fruity Pebbles kind of guy. Those are two for $6. And
Cheerios now
than
ever.
He likes the cherry holes.
Okay. Your russet potatoes, $2.49 for the 5-pound bag. And your Purdue breaded chicken. My kids love the fresh dino nuggets. And sometimes it's like $5 for just one package. This week, they're two for $5. And they get the wide variety of
dino
chicken.
Dino nuggets.
Yes. Then up there for ideas for cooking this week, we're back to the Sunday cooking for football. I get my pot roast patty melts that you guys tried on Monday, your double baked stuffed potatoes and sweet potatoes, and also your apple fritters.
That double baked potato was killer.
That was awesome.
Absolutely killer. Yeah, well, and I'm sure the apple fritters were good, fresh out of the fryer.
Yeah, they are good. Yeah.
But yeah, it was very, very good. So
that's all up there at morningbuzz.com.
There you go, everybody. Well, thank you for checking out the Buzz 24/7 today. We appreciate it.
And, thank you for having us.
Yeah, well, it's nice to be had.
Yep.
I love being had. Kelly?
Love you, buddy.
There you go. Love you, too. All right.
You're freaking
Scotty.
Great.
Nice work.
Love you.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
So are you.
You're the shit, man.
It's not every day you get called.
Thank you. That.
Yep.
In the cool way.
Yeah, in the coolest of possible ways. Yeah. Laura?
Good
nice
day.
Job. Nice job, everybody. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
'Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.